Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones, and you don't need me to tell you that harvesting conditions just go from bad to worse this season. Yesterday we had reports of combining starting in Nairnshire whilst the Black Isles sat in rain, and then straw was got ready for baling further north, only to get wet again as the baler arrived at the field gate. It's all a case of getting the crop when you can this time around, and what has been got is generally needing plenty of drying, and with charges for that diesel being in the high 60 pences, that's not a cheap option either this year. Harvest 2011 will go down as one to forget, but the saving grace could well be the prices for the crops at the moment. Here's Simon Barry from Highland Grain with the latest on malting barley.
Well, the malting barley price really has got a life of its own at the moment because the harvest in Europe has been very mixed indeed, and in particular the French spring barley crop was poor in quality, as was the Eastern England crop, and the poor Germans are really suffering badly from a terrible summer of rain after a very dry start, and so their spring barley is very, very poor. So really it's Northern Europe where the good spring barley is, and of course because of the poor crops elsewhere it's all going to be needed, and therefore the price is really quite buoyant at the minute.
That's good news for us in the north of Scotland.
Yeah, well, one hopes so, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it all depends on the run-in now as we go through the harvest with the sunshine. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, many growers throughout the country will have had contracts that they signed, you know, more than a year ago at lower prices, and clearly, you know, where we are today isn't going to apply to the whole crop, but certainly the vast majority hopefully will get very good prices.
Well, let's hope, Simon, that it's not too long before we're sitting here talking about the end of the harvest. The way it's going, it could be quite a while yet.
Yes, well, it's the weather remaining broken and no sign of good harvesting weather on the horizon. It does mean that, you know, we're going to have to battle for every grain, I think, this year.
And your drying costs, of course, will be above normal?
Yeah, certainly. We were suffering not only from higher moisture contents, probably averaging 18% to 19% now as against 17% to 17.5% normally, so that costs more to get the moisture out. And the diesel price itself is 50% higher than it was 2 years ago.
And as we reported yesterday, £200 a tonne is now the benchmark spot price for our flagship crop of good quality malting barley across the MFR patch. But from me, that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.